Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today's episode shines a spotlight on Boeing's Starliner spacecraft, which has been delayed yet again, according to an official NASA release. The Starliner was expected to carry astronauts to the International Space Station for its first crewed test flight no earlier than mid-April of 2024, a setback from its previous anticipated readiness date in early March. Furthermore, the target date for the operational flight of the Boeing spacecraft has also been pushed back to early 2025, another delay from its previous summer 2024 target. No specific reason for the delay was shared. So why is this significant? Well, the Starliner program represents one of NASA's efforts to bring human space travel back to American soil. With a series of delays hindering its progress, however, questions arise about the timelines and potential challenges Boeing may be facing to get Starliner into orbit with the crew on board. Now, to provide some context, Boeing and SpaceX were selected by NASA in 2014 to offer astronaut transport services to and from the International Space Station, kind of like a taxi. And while SpaceX has successfully launched its seventh operational flight to the ISS, Starliner has made only two launches, both uncrewed, and these delays have ramifications not only for Boeing, but for NASA's overall mission, planning, and schedule. Now that said, the Starliner program is still of great interest to space enthusiasts and industry insiders, and also NASA, and it seems as an essential part of NASA's broader mission to maintain a continuous human presence in space alongside other commercial ventures like SpaceX. Boeing Starliner was set to debut its astronaut mission, known as the Crew Flight Test, or the CFT, by sending NASA astronauts Bush Wilmore and Sonny Williams to the ISS. However, there have been a number of holdups. Technical difficulties have played a significant role in these delays, such as wiring issues and problems with the spacecraft's parachute system. Now, what makes these technical difficulties particularly noticeable is the contrast with SpaceX's relatively smooth sailing. As of August 25th, SpaceX has completed its seventh operational flight to the ISS, establishing itself as a reliable partner for NASA. For Boeing, however, each delay raises concerns about their ability to meet NASA's needs and expectations. It's not just about dates, though. It's about deliverables. NASA has ambitious plans for space exploration, and a reliable commercial partner is critical for achieving long-term objectives. The question remains whether Boeing can catch up and ensure that Starliner's role in future missions is set in stone. Now, these delays also have financial implications. Both Boeing and SpaceX were awarded multi-billion dollar contracts by NASA back in 2014, and continuous setbacks can affect public and investor perception, potentially impacting the financial health and future prospects of the Starliner program. While Starliner struggles with delays, SpaceX continues to make strides with its Crew Dragon spacecraft. NASA has confirmed the mid-February 2024 launch date for SpaceX's Crew 8 mission with NASA astronauts Matthew Dominick, Michael Barrett, and Jeanette Epps, along with cosmonaut Alexander Gremkin, set to travel to the ISS. What's particularly notable is that three of the four astronauts on the Crew 8 mission will be making their first spaceflight, indicating a high level of confidence NASA places in SpaceX's capabilities. Now, this kind of trust is crucial for any commercial partnership, especially in a field as high-risk stakes as space exploration. SpaceX also has its Crew 9 mission scheduled for August 2024, shortly before Crew 8's expected return to Earth. Furthermore, the 10th crew rotation mission in early 2025 could either be SpaceX's Crew 10 or Boeing's Starliner 1, depending on several variables, including the success of Boeing's CFT. And given SpaceX's consistent performance, they offer NASA an alternative that could carry more weight in future mission planning if Starliner continues to experience delays. The continual advancements from SpaceX could potentially sideline Starliner if it doesn't get its act together soon. Looking forward, Boeing has several challenges to overcome. NASA release states that the delay allows time for review of results from CFT, including incorporation of anticipated learning, approvals of final certification products, and completion of readiness and certification reviews ahead of the Starliner 1 mission. In simpler terms, they have a lot of work to do before they can proceed with the next steps of the program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is pivotal for Boeing. The upcoming CFT mission has significant implications for the Starliner program's future. It needs to prove that it can deliver, and that means not just launching, but completing a mission successfully to the International Space Station. The question isn't just when Starliner will fly, but how well it will perform when it actually does leave Earth. It also places Boeing in a position where they have to manage stakeholder expectations effectively. This includes not just NASA, but also the public, their investors, and other industry partners. And credibility is hard to gain and easy to lose, especially in an industry as specialized and scrutinized as aerospace. It's imperative for Boeing to resolve its technical issues and demonstrate reliability in its upcoming tests. Otherwise, the contrast between its track record and SpaceX's achievements could cast a long shadow over the Starliner program. And as we zoom out and look at the overall trends, it becomes clear that commercial space travel is more than just a competition between SpaceX and Boeing. It's about establishing a robust, multiple-provider, multiple-partner ecosystem that can support NASA's long-term missions, offer redundancy, and enable future human exploration to the moon, Mars, and beyond. Each setback for Starliner isn't just a setback for Boeing. It's a challenge for NASA and its broader objectives. Time will tell whether Boeing can turn things around and prove that Starliner is an asset, not a liability, in this grander scheme. NASA continues to march ahead with its goals, making it crucial for Boeing to catch up if they want to be part of the story that will be written in the stars. And with each delay, the narrative tilts slightly more in favor of SpaceX. But competition and choices are essential for progress, making it all the more important for Boeing to step up its game. Now, thank you so much for listening to the show today. Don't forget to hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever platform you're listening on right now. It's free, takes just a second to do. And remember, every episode is about 10 minutes or less to help you stay informed in no time at all. So until next time, please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.